Papa John's loves high school football and is proud to partner with Peps Casey on the Papa John's Players of the Week program. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John.
Well, Coach, let's start in Class 5 last week, and really some games that kind of jump off at you. And the first one will be Belton over Raytown in that game, and that wasn't even really close. It was 35-7. It was a closer game about early in the third quarter, and then Belton just kind of put it on them as the game went on.
Well, we've not heard a lot about Aiden Holt, or I believe that's his name, but he had a great night. Didn't he have 4 offensive touchdowns and 1 defensive touchdown?
Yeah, Belton is a team that we've talked about record-wise. Didn't look good coming in, but they played a tough early schedule. There's a team that Raytown had to play a second time, and they got him. Now Belton is going to Fort Osage to play them for a second time. And Fort Osage, that may have been their most complete win of the year, was at Belton early in the season.
And I think what's helped Fort Osage is defensively, they're now more 100% healthy than they've been all year long.
Yeah, and they took care of their business really well last week, beating William Chrisman 45-14. And, you know, for Fort, this is a chance right here. I know we've talked a lot about North Kansas City and Raytown all season, but we could be looking at maybe a Fort Staley matchup yet again in Class 5.
That'll be classic if it happens.
Yeah. And then North Kansas City, they took care of Park Hill South 28-17. Good game by Park Hill South. That's a team that had some injuries but played well at the end of the season, Coach.
That was a game that looked like it could go either way, clear into the fourth quarter.
And then Staley got there with a 24-0 win over Oak Park. Well, in Class 6, we saw Blue Springs South get that win in Week 1. Blue Springs handled them in the second half, kind of 31-21. Blue Springs South led that game early. The Blue Springs South, or Blue Springs came back and got the win.
Blue Springs took care of their business in the second half. I believe they were down 14-0 at one time, right?
Yeah, they didn't. Blue Springs South really came out strong, kind of fed off that one from the week before. Now Blue Springs goes to Columbia Rockbridge, and that's a game, and we'll talk more about this game in picks, but that's a game as long as I think Blue Springs kind of keep the ball in front of you kind of thing, I think they'll be okay.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how Rockbridge plays. You know, they got everybody's attention week one when they beat Rockhurst because they've got some speed.
And we'll talk more about this game here in a minute with Coach Mosey, but Lee Summit North last week handles Liberty right out of the chute, 28-0. Very impressive by them because Liberty was playing as well as anybody.
I think the thing that's exciting about Lee Summit North is their linebackers are excellent football players, and they've gotten one of them back, and they're playing a lot better defensively.
And they get a Rockhurst team that beat Lee Summit West 38-14. Rockhurst was down a little bit in that game and came back and really played well in the second half defensively as well. Okay, when we come back, we are going to talk with Lee Summit North coach Jamar Mosey and Staley coach Phil Light. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.